Hi, I'm Doug the Neighbor, and welcome to my podcast coming to you from the Possum Trot Studios here in awesome Austin, Texas. Today is a very special podcast that we are doing. This is podcast number 205. Yes, I'm very humbled the fact that we have, in 5 years from our first podcast, April 2nd, 2019, that we have been able to endure and endear ourselves to the galaxy and to our new and loyal listeners with our podcast. I'm Doug the Neighbor, and this is the Possum Trot Studios here in awesome Austin, Texas. This special podcast because once a month we do something that I call a Texas Money Game. Okay, the Texas Money Game. And it is a very interesting podcast, type of podcast that we started in January of 2022. So this is our second year, 27th month doing this, and it is kind of enjoyable. But let's get into something else. Let's do, excuse me, oh, I need a little sip of this. Dr. Pepper, a great product from Waco, Texas. Just eases the throat here. Let's do a little bit of housekeeping for our new and loyal listeners around the galaxy. And let me introduce you to Jojo Bear over here. He's the vice president in charge of production and drinking all of the Dr. Pepper. Over there is Cowboy Otis. He is in charge of security and making sure all of the guests at the Possum Trot Studios are comfortable. And under the production table is Charlie Bluebell, our little fuzzy wuzzy puppy. He's a mascot. He's down there, and he knows that if he stays quiet, he gets a treat, and that's little Charlie Bluebell down there. Oh, I forgot to say about Cowboy Otis. Didn't mean to hurt his feelings, but he's a very scary guy. Yes, he is. Okay, now that we have done that, because this is Texas Money Game, we need to kind of get into it. We have a lot of information to cover, but first let me go on over to the weather window. Right now, it is sunny, but there are severe thunderstorm warnings out there, and I have had to move the truck under the carport because they expect hail. So sunny right now, but they're predicting hail and severe weather right now also. So I don't know what's going on. I just look out the weather window, and it's sunny out there now. Anyway, for the sports report, the Texas Rangers just concluded a series there in Detroit, and they go on to Atlanta right now. So the Texas Rangers are still in first place in the American League West, and we're going to repeat as champions of the World Series. Now, grab your Dr. Pepper, sit back and relax, and you know, maybe grab a piece of paper and a pen, because some of this information is very, very, very interesting. I call it the Texas Money Game. It is a compilation that I started, a podcast series compilation that I started January of 2022 because of your interest in Texas, Austin specifically, at why people are moving to Austin, Texas. And the obvious question is, well, how much does it cost to live in awesome Austin, Texas? And of course, with the start of inflation about 2 years ago, January 22, I created this Texas Money Game, the Texas Essentials Gotta Have It Index. An index is if you take a total of number, series of numbers, and then divide it by 10, that will give you an index, and then you can work with the index concerning previous months. Okay, now to give you an example, I started this, and it's the Texas Essentials Gotta Have It Index, and if you live in Texas, you will buy and use these products, okay? So it's an index of the price of 10 essential products here in Texas. Okay, to give you an example, Jimmy Dean Bacon, we'll talk about that, and another is Lone Star Beer, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But the reason I'm doing this is not only your interest in Texas, all things Texas and Austin specifically, but inflation. There are some points during this conversation at how to fight inflation, and it affects us all. And those of you who don't understand inflation, it's basically if you buy a product at one price and the price goes on up for the same product, that is inflation. Now, the pointers that I give during this podcast are very interesting. These are my suggestions, free advice for a dollar, but you are loyal listeners, so you get the discount. But the key is how to shop. Never deny yourself anything, but just be a wise shopper, okay? Consider the value of what does it cost. And the prices that I use are what I call in-the-door prices. In other words, you've already paid the taxes, the handling fees, the advertised costs, blah, 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 blah. You know that the fees go on and on. So in the door, basically paid for costs, what you paid for. Okay, but the key is value. What are you paying for? Can you do better than Doug the Neighbor? Of course you can, but just be careful. Be wise, be a good shopper, that's all. All right, now, and also one of the things with tight inflation right now and also throughout your life, but more serious now, is that you've got to save your money. And if you don't know how to save your money, learn. You learned how to tie your shoes, you learned how to answer the phone. Well, you can learn how to save money. And it's easier these days than ever before because there's many, many ways to learn with the internet. And one of the best ways is to learn quickly is ask your grandmother. There is someone who knows how to save money. All right, now, a little bit of back history. A couple of years ago, we had supply chain problems when the ship was stuck in the Suez Canal. That all got worked out, so we had supply chain problems to the grocery stores, goods getting to the grocery store, basically. That all seems to have eased, and I have seen discounts, BOGOs, you know, buy one, get one free, on all sorts of products as I do my shopping. Now, my shopping is for me, all right? And there's certain things that I buy and certain things I don't buy because I just lead my life and, you know, I'm not denying myself a good life. I just purchase certain things. And that's why I'm saying that it's important for you to be a good shopper. Be a wise shopper. Don't deny yourself, but just consider what you are paying for. In other words, value. Now, one to help me in formulating this Texas Essentials got to have an index. I use my pals, my friends, my neighbors, and specifically Mike the Rancher. He lives on a ranch south of Austin. And I also use my good friend, Bill Buffalo. We did a podcast with Bill Buffalo. Bill Belford is his name. He and I went to high school and college together. He lives in Houston. And he's a big bridge player. And he and his gal pal, Andrea, helped me compile the prices that you are going to hear. And so I chatted with him yesterday, had some good laughs, and I would like to give you Bill Belford and Andrea's report concerning the cost of things that they have experienced in the last month, okay? Now, Bill likes green grapes. And he saw that green grapes at the Costco or $2.30 a pound. Okay, and here again at the Costco, honeydew melons that were very good were $4.99 each. Okay, and that's his quote is cheaper than a few months ago. So $4.99 for a good sized honeydew melon is cheaper than a few months ago. Okay, so there must be a supply, good supply of honeydew melons at the Costco. Great place to buy and pick up, and they taste great. Okay, now prices have stayed the same at certain places. He shops at a chain in Houston called Sellers Brothers. Okay, and he's been buying some vegetable tomatoes, and those are $1 a pound. Okay, and that Caesar salad packaging, so a package for a Caesar salad is at $4.79, but over at Kroger it's $4. Okay, so there you go. Comparison shopping. And now over cucumbers at the Seller Brothers are at 98 cents a pound, and broccoli is $1.69 a pound. So fresh vegetables and fruit prices seem to have come on down. And then when he's shopping, he uses the app for these various stores, and he says it's just too easy. In the old days, you had to cut out the paper coupons. Not anymore. You just hit a few buttons on your app on your phone, and you're good to go. You save a few pennies. Okay. Now, here's something he said, that at the Kroger, there were chicken thighs in packages. Six thighs per package, and it was $7.35. Okay, chicken thighs in a package, six thighs to a package for $7.35. But they had a buy one, get one free at the Kroger. Oh my gosh. Buy one, get one free for chicken thighs. Stick the extra one in the freezer and save some money and cook them up later. A BOGO, buy one, get one free. Bill, Andrea, that is wise shopping. Okay, now Andrea, Bill's gal pal, is a sweet gal, and she likes the taste of a donut every now and then. And so we created the Andrea Donut Index, and I love donuts too, but Andrea has found a good deal on donuts where she pays 89 cents. Okay, so Andrea is our donut scout, and she has found been a wise shopper and found donuts for 89 cents. So that's the Andrea Donut Index. We always have a good time kidding her about that. Sweet, sweet gal. And thank you, Bill Buffalo, Bill Belford. We did a podcast with Bill for these notes on your shopping experiences and wise shopping here with this BOGO on the chicken thighs, the cucumbers, the Caesar salad, and on the green grapes. Very, very good. Good stuff, Bill. Thank you very much. Okay. I have my shopping list here that I created and turned it into the Texas Essentials Gotta Have It Index. This index is for 10 products that are here in Texas products, and then I created this index. And what I do is I add them all up, divide by 10, we get an index, and then we compare that with last month, being March of 2024, and then with January of 2022, to compare the inflation. Oh, excuse me. Dr. Pepper's got me. Excuse me. Great product from Waco, Texas. Okay, so again, we add up. We have 10 products, 10 essential products. You come to Texas, you will be using these products. And then we add them on up, we divide it by 10, we then compare that index with last month, March of 2024, and then we compare it with January of 2022. Okay, so the increase and decrease of inflation. Now, the government just said that inflation is 3.5%. Well, okay, but you know what? If you look into the details of the inflation, the government CPI, the Consumer Price Index, they leave out a few things of the actual cost of living. So that in number is always suspect, okay, in my mind. And you have to do is do your own shopping and your own inflationary situation to judge and just be a wise shopper. Now, let's get into it. Again, Texas Essentials, got to have it indexed as part of the Texas money game. 10 products that are essentials to live here in Texas. And this is, and if you're interested in Texas, moving to Texas, and especially the Austin area or the Houston area, these are the costs that you are going to see. And it'll give you a better idea of how you're doing in life, you know, and how your shopping is. Okay, so let's just get into it. But first off, I'd like to say a shout out to Glenn up in Fargo, North Dakota. Glenn is Allie CVS's dad, and Glenn is a loyal listener. He's up there in Fargo, and he calls in every now and then, and we certainly appreciate him being a loyal listener, and he finds that these prices are kind of interesting. So we will try and chat with Glenn in the future and see what prices are up in Fargo. Okay, how's that? I know it's cold up in Fargo. In fact, Fargo is an Indian name that means cold. It's simple. All right, now, Texas Essentials, gotta have it index, Texas money game. Here we go. Ready? Jimmy Dean bacon from Plainview, Texas, okay? $7.32 a pound. So in other words, a package of Jimmy Dean bacon, the hickory smoke, $7.32 a pound. Lone Star Beer, the Tall Boys from San Antonio, Texas, and that is the Tall Boys, and that's a six-pack, and that is $8.49. But what's interesting that this month, I didn't see any super-duper club member reduced price. Usually there is at the Randalls, so I didn't see any price reduced, so $8.49. Now, Exxon Gas, based there in Houston, Texas, major refinery gas stations all across the country. Exxon Gas in Houston, okay, purchased here in Austin. And this is for the regular gas. It's $3.23 a gallon, $3.23 a gallon. The diesel, now, diesel is used for your tractor, your farm tractor, your pickup truck, your combine out there on the ranch. So, and it's big here in Texas, and that's $2.76 a gallon. And then propane is used for your barbecue, and then if you live out in the ranch, to power up your generators and your heat out there in the ranch, and that's $2.95 a gallon. Okay, now Dr. Pepper from Waco, Texas, in the 16-ounce bottle, or plastic bottles, of course, is $5.99 a six-pack. That's the 16-ounce of the Dr. Pepper, not light, not sugar-free, whatever, just regular Dr. Pepper. That's what Texans drink, okay? $5.99 a six-pack. But here was something I've never seen before. If you buy three six-packs or more, you only pay $3.99 a six-pack. I've never seen a deal like that. So if you buy three, that's $2 off each six-pack. $5.99 for a six-pack. If you buy three or more, it's $3.99. That's called saving your money right there. That's a goodie. That's a DTN goodie. Good stuff. Okay, a Slurpee from the 7-Eleven. Slurpee is based in Dallas, Texas. We in Texas do not buy small, so this is the big gulp. It's $2.15. Interestingly enough, that price has not gone up in 2 years. It has not gone up. Bluebell ice cream from Brenham, Texas. Great ice cream here in Texas. You come to Texas, you are going to love it. You're going to give it a shot. Yum, Bluebell, yum. $4.49 a pint, but there were no deals this month. And last month, where's last month? Last month, there was no deal either. Okay, so there you go. But no deal this month. Merrick Dog Food, you got to feed your dog. And that product comes from Hereford, Texas, which is up there in the panhandle, which is beef country up there by Lubbock, Amarillo, up in the panhandle. And these are the dog food comes in the 10-pound bag beef, and that is $5.20 a pound. Sometimes there's a little deal with that, but right now there's not. Now, let's get to the important part here, the Austin electric bill. In other words, my electric bill for this month. And you need your electric bill for your AC and your heat. Now, back up a little bit. We get a utility bill, and the utility bill covers many things. Your water, your sewage, your street cleaning, taxes. I am only adding in the Austin Electric portion of the bill. So I'm paying in that portion, I'm paying for this month 165 kilowatts, which is down from 196 kilowatts last month. So I'm paid for 165 kilowatt hours, kWh. I have no idea what that means. I just look at the bill. But within the electric portion of the bill, there are eight other charges: street cleanup, utility cleanup, a hello fee, a goodbye fee, you know, goes on and on and on. And they nick you for a penny here, a buck here, a dollar here. But so it's $33.44 for this month, and that's down from $36.53 last month. Okay, so the Austin electric bill, the electric portion of the Austin utility bill, is $33.49. Now, you add these prices on up. Jimmy Dean Bacon, $7.32. Lone Star Beer, $8.49. Exxon Gas Regular, $3.23. Diesel at $2.76. Propane, $2.95 a gallon. Dr. Pepper for $5.99 a six-pack with the good deal there, but $5.99 if you just buy one six-pack. The Slurpee, Texans don't buy small. We buy big gulps, $2.15. Bluebell ice cream for $4.49 a pint. And Merrick dog food at $5.20 a pound. And then the electric bill at $33.44. That gives you a total of $76.02. Divide that by 10, gets you $7, it's not a dollar amount, it's an index number, $7.60. So the total was $76.02, the index is $7.60. In comparing that index number with last month, that means that it has dropped 4.8% from in comparison to last month. It's dropped that much, okay, in 4.8%. And let's just take a look at some of the prices from last month, where the big difference is, okay, there's the ice cream. That's okay. Looks like the difference is in the electric bill right there. And because the gas bill went up 17 cents, the diesel went up, went down a little bit, and the propane went down a little bit. So energy costs seem to be the driving force in that. Lone Star Beer, Jimmy Dean Bacon, all the same. Slurpee the same. Bluebell the same. Merrick dog food, the dog food. So energy costs seem to be the big factor there, because the price dropped. The index dropped 4.8% from March 2024. But buckle up, the index is still up 22.1%, 22.1% from January of 2022 when I started this. So the cost, the inflationary cost of the same product has gone up 22% since January of 2022. Okay? This is very, very interesting information, and it's, you need to be a wise shopper. Learn how to clip your coupons. It's easier today than ever before because it's on your cell phone. It's on an app. You just hit the button and boom, you got everything. Be a wise shopper and look for BOGOs, buy one, get one free, like the chicken thighs from Bill Belford. And just be a wise shopper. Pick up lots of stuff on sale days. Talk with your neighbors at how they are saving money. And just be a wise shopper. I certainly hope this information has helped you and that we can make it through this inflationary period. It seems to be dropping since last month, but summer is coming, so we're going to have AC bills. They're going to climb. Gas prices are probably going to go on up because there are global concerns going on right now. So it's important to just be a wise shopper. Don't deny yourself. Be a wise shopper, work at it, save money for your family. Hope you enjoyed this. I really enjoy doing this, bringing this to you. Thank you very much for listening. Please share this with your friends and neighbors. Call your mother, make her smile. All the best. I'm Doug the Neighbor.